Let me ask you this. Having that set of mind and following that integrity, is it hard for you to make a video? Because then the video, I thought, came out very well, dude. And what I'm referring to is Rhetoric of No.
You know, I was really reticent about that. None of the bands I've been in have ever done that before.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't actually involved in the making of that at all. That was entirely the video artist and Dylan, our guitar player, singer. The two of them collaborated to make that happen. And it was a relapse. Relapse was the one that asked it to happen, and you know, put us in touch with the artist, and she did a really good job. And I still don't know this kind of thing that I wouldn't go out of my way to make a video, but you know, if it's something like that that comes out like that, I'm not entirely opposed to it either.
Well, I really like the fact that, like I mentioned, man, it just really captures the band, and it really keeps the integrity factor, you know what I mean? Because, like, when you think of a video, even though we're living in, you know, 2014, you still think of, you know, the whole dissection of being real, you know? But that video really, really captures, I think, the essence of the band, man. And it really reflects what the record is.
You know, I think it really captured a lot of what Dylan had going on with the lyrics, which I don't really want to get into. I don't really, you know, want to talk about other people's words, but having read the lyrics and, you know, knowing Dylan and being in the band and everything, it ended up being very representative, and you know, really grateful that, you know, Relapse didn't try to water it down or make it more palatable to the world or anything like that. Like, you know, Maddie and Dylan did that video, and Relapse was like, great, there it is. Not safe for work. Fuck it.
Yeah, cool, man. Now let's talk about Europe. You're going out in Europe in April, correct?
We're starting in March and ending in April.
Okay. What about United States? When are you going to be touring the States?
We're working up. We're working all night now. We're planning out a trip through the Northeast in Canada. It's going to most likely be in June.
Mm-hmm.
Although the dates and routing are still being worked out. And we're talking about the West Coast. It's still up in the air whether it's going to be in the fall or in the winter, but we're going to make it out to the West Coast, you know, before too terribly long. I mean, it's been too long since we've been out there. But
yeah, I know, man. Why are we being punished, man?
it's pretty barren places to play between here and, you know, between here and there. And we haven't done it. The last time I saw you was the last tour the band did.
Yeah.
Things were rough with the band for a couple of years. So, you know, we took some time off and, you know, had to kick a guy out of the band. And it hasn't just been the West Coast. The West Coast is actually where we've been to most recently.
Okay, so let me ask you this, man, because this is something that I really, really want to know. How do you feel, man? Do you feel that the people that are watching you can actually absorb what you're doing on stage? Because the last time I saw you, it was just crushing, dude.
Yeah, I'd like to think that intensity and, you know, our intensity and devotion during our lives, that I would hope that would translate, or translate's not the right word, but I would hope that people in the audience would be able to relate to it or feel it in some way, because it's, you know, it's 100% sincere. You know, there's no posing going on up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. I would hope that would transfer, and that, you know, that people were feeling that.
Final words. The record is out on Relapse. The reviews are coming in and they're fucking phenomenal. How do you feel about the interpretation of the record? I know I asked you this before, but is it something? Because I get the impression that you guys are so sincere and you're so true to yourselves that you guys don't even give a fuck.
That's true. We really don't give a fuck. It's what the reviews were going to say was the absolute furthest thing from our mind while we were writing and recording, and It is interesting to read them, though, and they've been far more positive than I expected. I've really been kind of surprised because, you know, we sent it to Relapse, and they loved it, but, you know, all the guys at Relapse that we're in touch with, all of them were like, yeah, this is a really hard record to listen to, and we've been hearing that kind of universally, but people really like it. It's, and, you know, it's actually, you know, this record is doing more for, far, you know, this record is garnering far more, positive attention than Guiltless was, and I mean, not that Guiltless was an accessible record by normal standards, but it was certainly far more accessible than what we're doing now.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah, anytime, Jimmy. It was good to talk to you again.